Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I received the three questions from my beloved brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love him. I love him for Allah. May Allah love him and open for him. And the way you read it, so beautiful, three questions, very complicated, but very legitimate and very important to all of us. Number one, we hear somebody say, I have a strong feeling in my heart, something coming to me, something this, something that, it is coming. And he said, what is the difference between that and thought, thinking, or even waswasa? It's very simple. If you claim you are a prophet and messenger, you have wahi. And wahi coming, revelation, with a thought to you, from Allah straight. We do not have wahi. We do not have revelation. By this way, a lot of people who said, I have a strong feeling in my heart and all this, this is a lot of Indian movie. A lot of the Muslim today, or call Muslim, they have legend from parents, from the grandparents, and is all hocus pocus. If you are a mu'min, you always, listen to me carefully now, you always remember Allah, always thanking Allah, always be with Allah. And even if you have something, maybe it's guidance from Allah. How I know? I make salat istikhara. I make a lot of dua. I beg Allah to guide me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show me sign, or Allah will open for me. But again, the majority, my beloved brother Muhammad, the majority of all this is hocus pocus Indian stuff. Why? I will tell you. The only way this can happen, and it can happen, if you belong to Allah, and you beg Allah, you make a lot of dua, a lot of dhikr, yes, Allah will guide you. Allah will put something in your heart. How I know that? It will be belong to Allah. It will be for sabilillah. It will be for goodness sake. Allah will guide me to it. Allah will facilitate it for me. Allah will make it easy for me. Whatever it is. But if you're not in a state of that, 99%, it is waswasa, the nafs, your thinking. Okay? Or manipulation of shaitan, or manipulation of hearing from other. Okay, inshallah? Now, the second question, how I know and make difference between ego, arrogant, and how I deal with people who are arrogant and ego and talk to me rude or acting with me rude, how I can do that? How I can deal with that? You read the question. Number one. Number two. You see, this topic is very, very, very hairy. It's a big difference between having confidence in yourself and having ego and arrogance. Again, this quality of iman. Again, if you belong to Allah, Allah will give you humble and humility. But doesn't mean humble and humility, I'm weak, I have no strength, I don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He give me. But to deal with other with humble and humility, okay, and be careful about ego and arrogance, especially when Allah give me. How you do that is very simple. Number one, you return everything to Allah, not to yourself, and don't give credit to yourself. Second, the early people used to say, if somebody insults you, and somebody praise you, is equal in your heart, this iman. But if it variate, something wrong with your nafs. Okay? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our nafs, and I'm me first. Okay? How you deal with that? Is a weak hadith, but is hadith. At-takabbur ala al-mutakabbur sadaqah. To be arrogant over the arrogant person is a sadaqah, is a charity. Because the arrogant person doesn't know the truth. But be careful, because this has fiqh. When I see you, inshallah, one day, this need a topic. I can spend many hours just explaining question number two. Okay? But just be with Allah. I will give you the core. The core, don't think. Don't complicate things. Be with the state of Allah. Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Remember, you're going to die tonight. this two is enough for anybody. Number three question. He tell me now, he tried to complicate it for me. Jazahullah kulli khair. May Allah reward you, Brother Muhammad. He said, take the first question. And now, what is the difference between that and thought? Waswasa and waswasa shaitan. And what's coming in my heart? And what the difference between that? And what is good? What is right? All this. Again, Ya Muhammad, is all your question is legitimate, but the answer is very simple. If you belong to Allah, if you all beg Allah and always be in a state of istikhara, for example, this is something I do all the time, day and night, day and night, day and night. What is that? Oh Allah, choose for me. And don't make me choose except what you choose for me, Allah. And make me content with what you choose for me, Allah. And make me and give me barakah on what you choose for me, Allah. Extremely important to deny your thinking. Now I have a thinking about anything. I go back to Allah. Oh Allah, you know what is going coming in my heart. If it's coming in my heart, it's from shaitan, get me away from that. If what's coming in my heart from you, Ya Allah, help me out and make it happen. Now, you just need knowledge. What is the knowledge is? What coming in your heart? Is something evil or something good? Is something for akhirah or something for dunya? In the early stage of that, you need to always have consultation. Once you consult somebody, learn it, elder than you, he will guide you. Little by little, you train your nafs not to listen to waswasa, and now you can differentiate between waswasa, thought, goodness, and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are in a state of ubudiyyah, and we mean it, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, I promise you, Allah will guide you. By this way, even if I die and everybody's dead, always trust in Allah and call Him. Oh Allah, guide me, Allah. Don't make me belong to myself. Don't make me belong to shaitan. And if any situation happen, dunya or akhirah or business or family or marriage or anything, any situation come, don't go helicopter in your head. Just be simple, return it to Allah, to rak'ah, make dua, do charity, a lot of dhikr, and say to Allah, please don't make me helicopter with shaitan and guide me to what is good for me in this life and hereafter. Finished. And leave it to Allah. This you have to train your nafs for it. You have to. It's very difficult because our nafs is high, our emotion is high, and our mentally is high. It's all connected to shaitan because we're not doing dhikrullah enough. But if we do dhikrullah enough, our heart and mind will be connected to Allah. Allah will guide us, inshaAllah. I hope, inshaAllah, I will. With this, okay, answer your question. And I will add one more. One sister just asked me right now another question. Quran always talk about taghut, taghut, taghut. What is taghut? Taghut in Quran, anything you follow and you make it govern you instead of Allah. What it meaning? A Muslim should be governed by Allah wa Rasuluh. This why call Allah is called Rabb, the ruler, the creator, okay, the governor, the guardian. By this way, if I am sending all my effort to Allah and beg Allah to live according to Him and the teaching of His Prophet and govern in my thought, in my thinking, in my action according to Allah, I am Abdullah. But if the majority of my thought and action and whatever is governed by my nafs or by ruling of the dunya, ruling, this called ta'ut. By this way, again, ta'ut, any rule above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in the opposite of Allah or any ruling of governing of material life or the ruling